Welcome back in, everyone, to a wonderful new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have an incredible new show that we are excited to share with you today. And joining us to talk to us about this show is the book writer, Alyssa Williams. She's here to talk to us about her new show, 2,000 Miles, a new musical. It's being presented on March 15th at Open Jar Studios. And if you like more information, you can get more by visiting 2kmmusical.com. This show, I promise you, as we dive more into it, you're going to just fall in love with it. As Alyssa and I were just talking before we started, it's not that happy-go-lucky, make-you-feel-great show, but it's definitely the show you're going to need to really feel and just bring everyone together. And so I'm so excited that we have her here to tell us more about it. And with that, let's go ahead and welcome on our guest, Alyssa. Welcome to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you here. I am excited to be talking about your show, 2,000 Miles, a new musical. As I was just saying, it's a show that it's not going to, I think, drown out the world any stretch, but it's a show that, you know, we all love to go to a show and feel. And the best part is when we feel in the best way with two people that genuinely love and care about each other. And I feel like that's a beautiful story that's being told here. And I'm definitely not the best person to be telling this story. So let me start by asking you if you could tell us a little bit about what 2,000 Miles is about.
You know, it's funny because before I signed on, I'm looking at my paragraph on my website and I'm like, wow, the show sounds really depressing. But there's actually a lot of funny moments because I was just trying to have the audience leave happy and not like, wow, we just feel like we've got hit by a bus for the last 2 hours. So anyway, 2,000 Miles is a musical about chronic illnesses like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. It also covers friendship. And I tried to focus on a lot of struggles that you don't see on the outside, like self-esteem issues as well, depression. It focuses a little on miscarriage as well. And at the center of the musical is Davis, who's a playwright, and he is the one with lupus. And when all of his friends are at a crossroads in life, he decides to ask them to be part of his musical called 2,000 Miles that he wrote. And asking your friends when they're at a crossroads in life to be part of something might not be the best idea because it kind of all turns into chaos at first, but they all get through it, come out on the other side, and realize why they all are all doing what they're doing in the first place.
That is fantastic. What a great story to be telling. I'm curious to know, where did you all come up with the idea for this show?
I actually have rheumatoid arthritis. I was diagnosed officially last year, but I've been dealing with it probably since I was about 11, undiagnosed.
So you have a lot of skin in the game then with the show. You told
the
relationship between the characters and even as an audience member, the story that's being told. So that's amazing. And kind of snowballing with that, what has it been like developing this work as you head into this presentation with Open Jar Studios?
It's been insane, especially because I've been doing a lot of it by myself, which is why I'm doing this Open Jar presentation, hoping to get other people to hop on board. Though it's been nice with Jay because I've kind of taken a little bit of a backseat to booking and scheduling things and sending out the press releases and all that. So that's been cool. We're at the beginning stages right now. So the next step is going to be us looking for a cast and a director.
Amazing. Amazing. And that's going to be happening very quickly as
yes.
It feels like it's a long way away, but February is a deceptive month. I'm here and I'm gone. So with these wonderful issues that you're speaking about and this beautiful tale that you're telling, is there a message or a thought that you're hoping the audiences will take away from the show?
I want people to walk away realizing that they can do anything no matter what they're dealing with or what kind of illness they have.
That is a great empowering message. I am all for that. That is fabulous. And finally, for this first part of the interview, I'm interested to know who do you hope have access to the show?
I hope that everyone has access to the show. Eventually, I would love it to play in high schools and middle schools because I first started struggling with these issues in middle school and I didn't know anybody else who was dealing with these issues. And at that point, it was, you're coming of age and you don't know anybody like you. So you feel kind of left out or different than the other kids. So if they see a show where somebody similar was going through the same thing they are, maybe they could figure out how to find resources or talk about it.
For the second part of our interview, we'd love to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better, pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to ask my perennial first question, which is, what or who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
As far as playwrights go, I would say one of my biggest influences is Jonathan Larson. And I know a lot of people probably say that, but the truth is, if he didn't write Rent when he did, nobody else would be able to tell the stories that they're telling now. There wouldn't be Hamilton. There wouldn't be Next to Normal. There wouldn't even be How to Dance in Ohio. And there definitely wouldn't be my show.
110% agree. That's a wonderful inspiration to have, though. I love that. Now, as you are coming in on the presentation of your show coming up, curious to know, have you seen any great theater lately that you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
I saw Gutenberg this past week and I highly recommend it, but I think it's closing pretty soon. So if people want to see it, they have to run. I saw How to Dance in Ohio before Christmas. And actually, one of my teachers in the Theater Maker Studio program that I'm taking with Ken Davenport, that's actually how I met Jay, is a co-producer on it. His name is Jonathan Hogue.
Shout out to How to Dance in Ohio. Well, I'm curious to know, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
I would say seeing the work on stage after the rehearsal processes are done.
I love that. I love process. I love watching it come together. I think that's wonderful. So that's a brilliant answer. Which leads us to now my favorite question, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
I was thinking about this, and I have two. I was able to see both Chicago and Come From Away for their first performances back from COVID. And I just remember it, especially Come From Away. Once the actors walk on stage, the theater erupted, and I think they had maybe a 5 minute standing ovation before they even said anything. It was just everybody was happy to be there after not being able to see theater for so long, and they were happy to be working.
Absolutely. What a magical feeling, right?
It
What
really
a
was.
cool. Oh, your soul must have felt so full at that point to just finally be able to reconnect with the theater and just everyone in the audience and the performer. Oh, amazing. Amazing. What an incredible memory. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course. Thanks for asking that question.
Do you have any other projects or productions coming down the pipeline that we might be able to plug for you?
Not yet. I've been focusing on this one mostly for now. I have other ideas, but we'll see what happens.
Hopefully something's coming in the pipe. I'm sure something's going to be coming
Yeah.
for you. Finally, if our listeners would like more information about 2,000 Miles or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
My Instagram handle is my full name, Alyssa Marie Williams. I also have an Instagram for the show. It is at 2KM Musical. And I also have a website that I'm starting to update more for the show, which is 2KMMusical.com.
Wonderful. Well, Alyssa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today about this really profound new musical. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to see it and to see what's next for it as well as for you. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
My guest today has been the book writer Alyssa Williams, whose new show, 2,000 Miles, a new musical, is being presented on March 15th at Open Jar Studios. You can get more information about the show by visiting 2kmmusical.com, and that's with the number 2, 2kmmusical.com. Also, that's their Instagram handle at 2KM Musical. And check out Alyssa on Instagram at Alyssa Marie Williams. We're going to have all this information posted on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. So make sure you follow both Alyssa and the show because both are going to be doing big things in the future. So make sure you stay tuned because 2,000 Miles, a new musical, is being presented on March 15th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.